Talk to anyone living in and around Boston, and it's likely they'll have some connection to last year's marathon bombings. Maybe they were running or knew someone who was injured. Maybe they lived near the alleged bombers, Tamerlan and Johar Tsarnaev. Or maybe they just experienced the lockdown in the days that followed. The world's Andrea Crossan has her own connection, and it led her to discover the sport of mixed martial arts.
Last year, on April 19th, I woke up to this.
There is a massive manhunt underway.
That's Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick speaking at a press conference. Overnight, there'd been a shooting, a carjacking, a chase, a gun battle with police. The Tsarnaevs were identified as suspects in the marathon bombings. Tamerlan was dead, and police were looking for his brother.
We're asking people to shelter in place, in other words, to stay indoors with their doors locked and not to open the door for anyone other than a properly identified law enforcement officer.
And so I sheltered in place. During the course of that day, images of the Tsarnaevs were everywhere on TV. Many of the photos were of Tamerlan sparring at a mixed martial arts gym called Y-Crew. I knew the Y-Crew gym. I live above it. It made me wonder how many times I may have walked my dog past Tamerlan going into train. Before that day, I'd never had any interest in that gym below my apartment. But now I wanted to know what drew Tsarnaev to Y-Crew and to mixed martial arts. What I discovered was that for young men like Tamerlan, MMA fighting was an obvious outlet. The sport is huge in the Caucasus region, and for those who are good at it, it can be a ticket to the American dream. That's how I discovered Khabib.
My name is Khabib Nurmagomedov. My nickname is Eagle. Eagle.
Khabib the Eagle Nurmagomedov is a mixed martial arts fighter. Like the Tsarnaevs, he has roots in the North Caucasus. He's Muslim and from the same native ethnic group called Avar. But that's where the similarities end. Nurmagomedov is a success story. He trains at the American Kickboxing Academy in San Jose, California. Javier Mendez is his coach.
He's very dedicated, very hard worker, extremely focused, and extremely talented.
Nurmagomedov is in the lightweight division for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC. He currently has one of the longest undefeated streaks with 22 straight wins and zero losses. Nurmagomedov is well known here and in his home of Dagestan. He says that he chose the nickname the Eagle because it's the symbol of his home. It's also why he wears a huge lambskin hat before his bouts.
Это папаха называется. Это головной убор моего народа. Все старейшины одевают ее.
It's a papacha. It's a symbol of my people. All the elders wear it. Not just my people, but all the people of the Caucasus. I know that the UFC is more than just a sport. It's a business. You need to have a show. For Americans, the hat is exotic. Many people think it's a wig, but it's not a wig. I just tell them it's the symbol of my people.
There are about 9 million people in the North Caucasus, and they breed fighters. Nurmagomedov has been fighting since he was a child. There's this video on YouTube set to music of an 8-year-old Khabib wrestling with a bear cub. The adults stand around and watch as the 8-year-old grapples with a bear bigger than he is. Nurmagomedov laughs off the bear wrestling, but he's dead serious about his career. He keeps up a grueling training regime. Mixed martial arts combines Thai boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and the Russian martial art of sambo. Like most MMA fighters from Russia and the Caucasus, Nurmagomedov's strongest discipline is sambo. Sambo was created by the Soviet Red Army to improve their hand-to-hand combat abilities. Nurmagomedov says that eventually he wants to open an MMA gym back in Dagestan. He travels back and forth regularly.
Ну, многие, когда я говорю, что я, ну, с России, из Дагестана, они говорят, ну, это да, Казахстан, Пакистан, они всё время путают.
A lot of people, when I say I'm from Russia, Dagestan, they say you're from Pakistan, Kazakhstan. I'm always explaining that Dagestan is a republic of Russia, but it's in the south of Russia, near the Caspian Sea. But people have no idea.
Они знают и никогда не видели Республику Дагестан.
Fight fans might not know that the Eagle is from Dagestan or where Dagestan is. He's just that fighter who wears that crazy white wig. For young men like Nurmagomedov, the mixed martial arts gym is their home away from home. It's a community where they fit in. They can meet people who speak their language and understand their culture. I don't know why Tamerlan Tsarnaev liked going to the Y-Crew gym. I don't know if he imagined having the success that Nurmagomedov has achieved. And I still don't know that much about mixed martial arts, but I follow Khabib the Eagle. And on April 19th, he fought a Brazilian fighter, Rafael dos Anjos.
He's adjusting his hips. He's trying to go for an arm. Oh, boom, right in the kisser. Paid the price.
Habib won. It was a unanimous decision. For the world, I'm Andrea Crossan.
Big shot. To the top.
Andrea wasn't kidding about this guy wrestling a bear cub as a kid. You got to see it to believe it, though. Check out the video at PRI.org.